Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 7th June 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia reported a total of 1,330 new COVID-19 cases as of midnight Monday. According to the data on the COVID Now portal, two more deaths were reported from the pandemic. The Health Ministry also recorded about 1,881 new recoveries from the virus. Currently, there are 21,630 active cases in the country. So far, about 83% of the nation are fully vaccinated. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah earlier today said that about 82,846 cases of hand, foot and mouth disease were reported as of June 4th. Selangor contributed the largest number of HFMD cases with 23,305 cases. Dr. Noor Hisham said most of the HFMD cases occurred among children aged 6 and below. He said to date there were 3 HFMD cases admitted to ICU. 75 MPs have urged the Attorney General's Chamber to withdraw representation for a teacher and a former headmistress in a suit filed against them by student Ain Husniza Saiful Nizam and her father. A joint statement said appointing a federal counsel in the civil action to defend private actions by the teacher will further tarnish the already negative perception of the Education Ministry and the government. On the international front, at least 49 people have been killed and more than 300 injured after a fire tore through a container depot in southeastern Bangladesh over the weekend. Firefighters brought the blaze under control today, 3 days after fiery explosions at the BM container depot that a senior fire service official suspected had not followed safety guidelines. According to the authorities, among the dead are at least 9 firefighters who have been deployed to douse the flames. The gun attack at Nigeria's St. Francis Catholic Church killed at least 21 people, including children, local officials reported. Police said investigations revealed that some of the gunmen disguised as congregants during a Sunday service, while other armed men who positioned themselves around the church premises from different directions fired into the church. A 28-year-old Florida woman was charged with manslaughter after her 2-year-old boy accidentally shot his father after a loaded gun was left unattended. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit asrawani.com for more on these stories.